For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Very, very good up front. From an efficiency standpoint, they beat us up front, plain and simple.
Hey, it's Jaime from San Pablo, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yo, Joe, stop interrupting.
What?
Wow, that's another one? That's the second one, or is that the same one from yesterday?
God.
Oh.
I want to know what's Sal Licata saying this morning? What's Evan Roberts saying this morning? Because my boy, Jamie, Jets fan, God bless his soul. I feel bad for the man. He's like, dude, Hackett's the worst.
Well,
Sala's the worst. Sala will be a 49er coach in 2 years.
Well, Stugott said it, or he'll be in Miami with Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
Either or. But what's crazy is the Jets. Stugott said something yesterday. We're going to get to all the lines. Everybody's going to get on the line before we end the show. And I see all the calls. I see, man, it's good to have everybody back. Football's back, and the phone lines are buzzing again. But the Jets. Stugott said yesterday, we're so bad that they have to do a 30 for 30 on a unit. Not a team, not a coach. They have to do a 30 for 30 on the defensive line because we've never been great. We've had a little defensive line. We had a little bit of linebacker play. We had Revis Island for a second. We had LT for a little bit. Sanchez, whatever it is. It's the Jets. So that's why when I was driving into the game, I was like, Shasky, in my head, I was thinking, I swear to God, I was thinking, if I had some money, I'd bet right now on the Niners. Well, even with the McCaffrey thing, made me pause for a second.
You get off
no,
the
no, 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 no.
Hype the Jets up. What about the opponent?
Well, what do we got? What do we got to do something to hype it up? You want to talk Ayuk holding to hold out to Trent Williams
again? In the words of Sean Connery, you can't take both sides.
Hey, listen.
Might still be a good, really good team.
Yeah, they still might.
I know they're last in their division, but everyone, like the Patriots, no one saw them winning. Like that defense, I still think is really good. It just speaks to how good that Niners offense was.
But you know, you got to hype it. I mean, I'm the guy who got everybody hyped up for Chauncey Billups Day. You got to wait for Chauncey Billups.
No one
and the port, was hyped hey, up hey, that. But then in the third quarter, y'all was texting, damn, Bonte, Portland's up 8. Warriors are in trouble. Wait one for Chauncey. Remember, that became a game. That became a game.
I think it was
that
more of an indictment on how bad the Warriors were.
I think next week the Vikings are saying they're going to win one for JJ.
I'm letting you know right now.
Trap game.
We are smoking the Vikings.
Okay.
Trap game for Sam Darnold. You think Sam Darnold is confusing this defense? Okay.
I remember last year the conversation was Kirk Cousins was going to get absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Lock of the century.
Okay. Wow.
The Niners.
Was it Vikings by Niners would beat the Vikings by 20? That's what you said?
2-touchdown victory, Niners. Lock
not
it
not
up.
20.
You said 20 yesterday.
You said 20 yesterday.
Well, today I'm feeling like 2 touchdowns.
Darnold's got you.
Shasky, it's Tuesday. Walk it back Wednesday's tomorrow.
Gentlemen. Lock of the century. Because you know why? They're going to be up so big, Darnold will get one of those garbage Jaden Daniels touchdowns. Those end of the game.
Lock of the century by moving the goalposts.
Sam Darnold. He's so funny.
Just say it out loud. Sam Darnold's going to stay close to the Niners.
The Niners are winning the game.
It's not going to happen.
They better win the game. Because
the line's open. Do you guys know what it is already?
6.
Or no? Oh, well, there you go. Well, ruined that.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Is that just a guess?
Niners favored by 6?
I know things.
Oh, so no, you looked
it
up.
Yeah, he looked it up.
Okay.
Yeah, he looked it up. He looked it up.
Yeah, Niners are 6-point favorites on the road.
I drove in and thought, Monday Night Football, the Jets are really going to beat the Niners. Then I'm down there for the pregame festivities. Jets ain't winning this game.
Did you taste the grass and you knew that?
I didn't taste the grass. I almost tasted the grass. There's too many people watching. There's too many people down there. I wanted to eat grass, but I didn't want to, you know, I like to eat grass and just kind of walk. Like when I go to training camp, I'm going on little walks.
You
and
didn't
you
eat
know,
any
like,
grass.
You take the grass and you toss it up and you see where the wind is blowing. You know how they do that on the football field?
That's what you do in the outfield, too.
You do that in the outfield of baseball. Yeah. So I like to do that, toss the grass up, see where the wind is blowing it in. Okay, yeah, it's edible. It's ready to roll.
I say that's what you do. You toss the grass up, but you don't toss all the grass up. So you have a few in your hand, and then you eat it when no one's looking.
The only grass that was in the air was weed, okay? That's the smell of weed. That's Northern California's finest. That's what it was.
And there was a smell of kick-ass, so they caught the fray water before the game.
Breathe tight! I need Dodge. Hey, laser focus. Four quarters. Execution. Y'all know we're in business. I'm whooping my ass. Uh-huh. They got to do this. We think they can tempo every time. So these boys, they don't believe us for longer than they build us. We're the best. Let's go whoop the
You have a gladiator hyping up his team with gladiator-like music, whatever that was in the background. I mean, that's goosebumps right there. That's if I would have saw that before the game, I'd have said, you know what, babe, what's the 401k looking like right now? Let's go ahead and throw that on the 49ers. Fred's not losing that game. We're better than them. We're the best. We're in the business of kicking ass. If Fred Warner had a look in the postgame presser, because I was sitting there in the postgame presser, he came in early during Purdy, and he was just sitting down. He was looking straight ahead. I'm sitting right in front of me. And then I see him at the podium. And I see him walk off, and I had a little quick small talk with him. Mm. That guy is so locked in, Shasky, that the Super Bowl hangover conversation, it makes me feel foolish that we even had it, that we even addressed it. Because Fred Warner's on this football team. And he's an all-time player, Shasky. He may be the best linebacker when it's all said and done in 49ers franchise history.
I mean,
this guy's flying around left and right, sideline to sideline, and he's on another damn DPOY campaign.
Dave
it's unbelievable.
Wilcox, you know, is on the line. But, you know, he just might be.
He's better than Wilcox. I think he's better than Wilcox. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, think about it. We talked about it yesterday. The matchup between Breece Hall and Fred Warner. Fred Warner lives for those moments. He lives to take out a guy. Oh, Breece Hall, he's drafted number three in fantasy football. He's a home run hitter.
No,
if he gets a crease,
player.
He's gone. Well, watch this.
I'm going to address him. I mean, Hardy Brown was, I mean, he's literally known for, like, cracking back dudes. Like, this whole tackle that he had was banished. I know this is going back to the 50s, and Joe, you always go to the 50s, but, like, Hardy Brown is a Hall of Famer. Like,
I mean, when it's all said and done, when it's all said and done, Fred Warner may be better than all of them. He's durable. He's sideline to sideline. He's an all-pro. For third straight years, basically, everybody recognizes him as the best linebacker in football. And it's not even a question. Nobody even questioned. Like, you go quarterback, you go running back, you go all these, there's all these questions. Fred Warner, there's no question, no doubt about it. Yeah, this guy's a monster.
He's ridiculous. And I think he's already equivalent to Patrick Willis. There's just totally different players for different eras. He was made in a lab in terms of being able to stuff the run, run sideline to sideline, cover in space with all of these three and four wide receiver sets. Like, he's unbelievable. Dude, who doesn't think Fred Warner's great? And at a podium, he's the most presidential dude ever.
Dude, that was the Roman Reigns interest music?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let him play one more time.
I know he's an Irish.
Read it tight!
The way he dropped we're going to show these boys that they don't even belong on the same field as us. We're the best. God damn, Fred Warner.
Did that to a Hall of Famer and Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And so now we all think that they're not going to be ready to roll against the Vikings. Come on. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but.
Yeah, let's we'll get to the Vikings. We'll break them down. I want to go back and watch their film against the New York Jets. I know they played Danny Dimes.
This team's on a warpath.
But I believe it. There's the class of the NFC. The NFC runs through San Francisco, folks. I don't care if it was week one, New York Jets, they settled for 6 field goals and still dropped 32. All right? So are they going to average 30 this year? They scored 32 yesterday, had a C-plus game offensively. They ran the ball down their throats. Passing game was meh, and they still threw for over 200 yards. Against that team, that was one of the best defenses all of football last season. Feel good about this team moving forward, man. Detroit, please. Philly, please.
So you're going to tell guy?
Yeah, I'm doing that, Shasky. Right. I'm doing that. I'm going to be cocky all damn season with this football team.
Sam Darnold.
No. Nobody says Sam Darnold. It's in Minnesota. It's their home opener. They're going to be fired up. It's a road game. 10 in the morning. Short week. Weird things happen. So if it's a little closer, I'm okay with that. But I'm also looking at the 49ers being 3-0 before they host the Patriots at Levi Stadium. Yeah, I'm jumping ahead. I'm being big cocky this morning. This team's loaded. Come on. Jump on board, baby. Jump on board. JC in Sacramento, what's happening?
Hey.
And the offensive line. The offensive line is playing lights out. JC, what's happening?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.